When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Tea with Publicity. I'm back.
What's up, everybody? This is Alyssa Amoroso, aka Publicity, who is ready to spill some tea. Because this is Tea with Publicity.
YouTube. This audio will also be on podcast. I've been kind of leaning into these video style podcasts lately, just because I think the visual is more fun than, like, if I'm going to be in a studio, I might as well be sitting with you guys at a desk doing my hair and or makeup. I just got my hair cut yesterday, actually, so I'm going to try to style it. It is blown out, but it gets all weird when I sleep. But anyway, let's update you, because a lot has happened. I'm in my new apartment, which you'll see behind me. It needs to still be done. My bedroom's like the one room that really isn't coming together for me. I feel like the TV room's almost done. The kitchen's done. Everything's like basically done. Except for some reason, my bedroom just feels like incomplete. I think it's because it's so big. Like, I've never had a room this big in my entire life. Like, not when I lived in New Jersey, not when I lived with my parents, not in college, not after college. Like, genuinely have never had an apartment, like a room this big. So I almost don't know what to do with it, because it has like those, what's it called? It has those like apartment color walls, which makes it feel just so cold and not like homey. So I put some peel and stick wallpaper on one of the walls, which you guys can't see if you're watching on video. I'll be doing a little apartment tour soon, but I don't know. It just still feels incomplete. So I'm figuring that out. But the rest of the apartment's almost done. I did move again using Roadway, which I have used probably 5 or 6 times. Like, I've used them so many times at this point. They moved me from New York to California. They moved me in New York multiple times. They moved me to New Jersey one time. Like, they've literally moved me everywhere. They're so good that, like, I recommended them to my sister and brother-in-law, and they use them. Like, everyone uses them because they truly are the best. There's a reason why every influencer isn't just like kissing their ass and being like, Roadway is the best. Like, no, they're really so good. You could use code, it's publicity10. If you want 10% off your move, your local move. But they truly were amazing. It was nice because I didn't really have that much help on moving day. I had Kennedy, my assistant, help me a little bit. Sean was busy that day, but because I had Roadway, I like wasn't that worried about it, because I knew that they would like just help and take care of everything. And then we got to unpacking, and we have been organizing everything, making my office come to life. Sean's basically been staying with me. Last week he stayed with me like 4 days out of the week, and now this week he's staying with me for the entire week. We did not move in together. I know some people were asking me that on Instagram. So here's the thing. I never really say what he does for work or anything. How do I explain this without explaining too much? He's basically gonna have to move around a little bit for his career until he's settled. So right now he's not going into an office day to day. He's just studying. So he likes to study here because I set up in my new apartment, like, a really nice office with a desktop computer and chargers and like all of these things. Also, if you're watching me fumble along with my hair, I don't know what I'm doing either. I'm just gonna stop this for right now. So he's really been enjoying my office. I've liked having him here because otherwise we live about an hour and a half away. We're doing like quote unquote long distance. And then there is, this is a whole nother thing that I haven't even told you guys about. This is why I'm saying we have so much to catch up on. There is a chance we live together for 3 months this summer, somewhere random in like a different city, which is crazy because I just moved into this apartment. So we might move somewhere else on the East Coast this summer for 3 months while he does something else for school there. And then he's back somewhere else. Like literally the next like 8 months of our life, I would say, are gonna be kind of just going with the flow, working on different time schedules. So we're just trying to spend as much time together as we can now, even though we really don't see each other much during the day. Like he's in the office, I'm in my bedroom, I'm out most of the day. I have to go record a podcast today. There's just a lot going on. Thought you guys would be interested in knowing that. So no, we did not move in together. Although we were both so head over heels with Chai. I was hoping that I would like being a dog mom. And you guys have to keep in mind, like I've never had a pet in my entire life. Oh, someone asked me to do an updated makeup tutorial. Maybe while I'm here, I'll just explain what I'm using. I do use It Cosmetics, the CC Plus Nude Glow like foundation, whatever it is. And I use a mix of two shades. I use medium and I don't know the names off of this one, a shade darker, and I mix them because I use the darker one when my skin is tan and I use the lighter one when I'm pale, which I am right now, but I want a little bit of a bronze look. So yeah, things have been great. Chai's been perfect. I love her dearly. She has the cutest personality. I feel like I've fallen really well into dog momhood. This apartment has so many weird noises if you hear something. Like, I don't know what that is. I literally think it's my neighbor showering. I feel like she's the first little girly that I think about in the morning. I wake up, I take her out, I make sure that she's fed and eating and sleeping, and I pick up after her, and I just like adore seeing her. She's just this little ball of happiness. She's so, so sweet. She has like the funniest personality. Like I always say that I'm like, you could tell she's such a little girl. Like she is such an infant little baby girl. Just the way that she acts, like she's mischievous and she bops around and she loses her balance. She's like a bull in a china shop. Like she's tripping and falling and hitting her head. Like she's literally nuts. She's the cutest thing. And she's so lovable. She loves giving me kisses. She's kind of in like the little puppy like nipping stage, but we're working on that. And I've taught her how to, she sits, gives me paw, lays. What's the other one that she does? Jumps into my lap, and she learns how to spin. So she is learning quickly and she loves learning. Like she really is one of those little angel babies that loves learning. So it's just been really, really nice. Really, really nice. Also the concealer that I use is Kosas. I use color 04N. It always looks super yellow, but it goes on really well in my opinion. But someone told me they did release different colors recently that are less yellow. And then I use this Dibs contour stick. It's the Jenna Palak one, which I think was like limited edition, but I have been really liking this. I'm trying to think if there are any other personal life updates. Oh, I know. So today's Valentine's Day, the day I'm recording this. And the new Love is Blind season is out, and I had the opportunity to watch it early, which was so exciting. Netflix gave me the episodes, and last week I got to interview the cast. So I have an interview with the cast members that will be coming out in the next few weeks here. So you guys will get an exclusive. Like as the episodes drop, I'm gonna kind of bundle out the footage so you could watch everything. And yeah, I'll have the exclusive with the cast members asking their opinions on everything. They were all so nice and so pretty in person. And those are like my favorite kind of career opportunities to get. So I was really, really happy and pleased to be doing that. So yeah, I'm really excited for you guys to take a look at that. Also, I updated my Macy's Picks in my profile. So when you go to my like profile, there's a link tree, which like leads you to the podcast, to the Tea with Publicity, to my Amazon storefront and my Macy's Selects. And I updated it with every single thing that I am using in my apartment, all of the home decor stuff that I bought and all of the outfits that I've been wearing. So everything is updated in my profile. You could select and shop all of my Macy's finds and picks, which is really good. I am working on my next tea flavor, so that will be launching soon-ish. Takes time to do these things. It truly takes time, but I'm really, really, really excited about that. I have so many just like balls in the air. Like Sean says it best. He was like, I'm spinning like one life-size plate, like him. Like I'm spinning one large plate. You're spinning 45 small ones. And I'm like, you know what? That's a good way of putting it. I really am, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Oh, also, so since we last spoke, I changed my handle from Publicity to Alyssa Amoroso, which like, let's discuss. My name had been Publicity on Instagram for nearly a decade, like really a long time. And I loved it. She is me, I am her. But because I have so many other ventures and projects that I want to start by and using that name for part of it, it just felt like things were getting too murky. I was having a hard time separating like me versus the brand versus all of the other projects and stuff that I want to work on. So I switched my handles over. So Publicity is now the name of, well, it's always been the name of my company because I have obviously like an LLC. But Publicity is like the overarching company name that houses everything. So under Publicity is Tea with Publicity, another podcast venture that I have coming out. Wink, wink. All of my tea business things, like I really want to separate the tea business, Tea with Publicity, from the podcast name Tea with Publicity. So stay tuned for that as well. Something's going to be happening there. Because again, like it was just getting too confusing that everything had the same name. And then like obviously all of my influencer stuff, all of my consulting business stuff, all of my, you know, I've been doing event planning and throwing these parties and I do production and photo shoots. And you know, I do a lot and I mostly do it for myself, but I'd love to offer these services to other brands and creators down the road. I'm not sure if I really have the bandwidth to do it right now, but one day that is something that interests me, just like kind of running my own little media company. So right now it's just in-house doing media for all of the Publicity brands. But down the road, I have this business. I'll be able to, I don't know, I've always dreamed of like down the road when I'm like a stay-at-home mom, what am I talking about? I'm not gonna be a stay-at-home mom. When I am a mom, being able to stay home and work for myself and like do like influencer management and consulting. That's something that I've always thought about doing. So this just sets it up for later. Not that I'm anywhere near that, by the way. Oh, personal life updates. So I am going to see a surgeon this week to discuss removing the fibroid that is in my uterus. It's 8 centimeters, which is like 2.5 inches, I wanna say. It's basically filling up my entire uterus, which is very scary. So I'm seeing a surgeon this week and we are going to discuss getting this sucker out. And what I'm scared about is that the surgery is basically, to my understanding, like a C-section. It's like what women that give birth do. So it's going to be a lot of healing and a lot of pain and a pretty big surgery. So I'm trying to time it that I can get it soon before summer. Like I really just want to get this tumor out of me. And then I want to freeze my eggs. So I can't do any of that until, like, I need to get the surgery in order to do my eggs. Like it's a lot of stuff at once. So I really just want to get a start on that process. I'm saying this so nonchalantly, but like obviously I'm scared. Although I do have some updates with my PCOS, I feel as though the medicine and supplements that my doctor put me on have been working for me. Consult your doctor because obviously like this is just what she put me on and what's working for me. But she started me on spironolactone, I don't know how to say it. And I find that medicine really specifically helped me with my cramps and like my hormone levels, we retested my hormones. So I will see like if they've improved, but I just feel better even not knowing those results. Like I already feel like a different person because my periods have been weirdly longer, but less like debilitating. My migraines completely went away. I was getting migraines every single time that I ovulated and every single time that I got my period. I haven't had a migraine in like 3-4 months since I started this medicine. I've also been on 4 supplements. One's a vitamin D, one is a berberine, one is this thing called like Dimavail. I don't know what it does. And the 4th I'll have to get you the name of, but these are all like through a patient portal. I don't know if you could like buy them on your own. Some of them maybe. I don't know about all of them. But, oh, and then she has me rubbing this like oil on my back. It's progesterone cream. I've been doing all of these things. I have lost like a little weight naturally from just, I don't know, balancing things. So that's positive. It's weird because the scale says it, but I don't see it. Like, I don't feel any different. So maybe it's just like water weight or something. But yeah, it's been so far so much better. So I'm happy that that piece of the puzzle is getting fixed. So we just need to get this tumor out. And then I'll freeze my eggs. And I'll probably put back on the weight that I just lost. But it's worth it for my future children. And then, yeah, we'll continue on this path. So I'll continue to keep you guys posted. That's kind of what's going on with me. I'm gonna go get some work done. Stay tuned. The Netflix teasers for Love is Blind will be dropping. And I hope that you guys enjoyed this little catch up. I do have something planned for the podcast in March, which is why it's been a little bit of a different format because things are underway. Something is changing. Let me just say that. So thanks for sticking out and hanging in with me. And I love you guys.